This little piece of audio had Bob pin his ears up.
Seattle stinks.
I mean, they do.
Talk about moving the goalposts.
By the way, everybody stinks.
That I agree with. Like, Kansas City's the only really good team.
Are they?
Then the Ravens.
Are they?
The Chiefs? Oh, yeah. No, the Chiefs
just because they win doesn't mean they're a really good team. They're undefeated, but they're not great.
They're the best of the
best. Watch their game.
I believe in my soul that I'm onto something here.
So that was WFAN yesterday in New York talking about all the teams in the NFL as they were getting ready for Jets and Bills yesterday.
Everybody sucks.
Everybody stinks except the Chiefs in the NFL. Classic, what have I been telling you, right?
It's like you're still in New York. You got your ear to the wall up there. It is weird, though, that they seem like an anomaly.
They are, right?
Like,
yeah.
We've had so many different topics about the Chiefs. Like, Mac did it yesterday. He's like, if I told you that Mahomes led the league in interceptions and Travis Kelce had 150 total yards receiving and they were without their top two wide receivers and running back, would you guess 5-0?
Yes.
Yes, I would. I'd have been like, I don't know. Like,
yeah, no.
Maybe this is the year they get a top 10 pick and we go get one of those stud receivers and we just load the offense up and flip the script on everybody. But it's like you think about it and it's not super far of a stretch for you to say yes. I thought about this yesterday. I really did. I know I haven't told you this, but I really did think about this because I'm like, maybe Bob's kind of right.
Yeah.
Because how many times in other sports do you see teams get damaged, but their captain isn't?
Right.
So it's like, well, the guy's still driving the ship. So, I mean, you think about it, it's like, is Mahomes still playing? Yeah. Is Travis Kelce still on the field and can still be like a decoy? Yeah. Is Andy Reid still calling plays? Yeah.
Yep.
Okay. Is that defense still there? Yeah. Offensive stars have gotten hurt.
Sure.
Now, I don't think this team's 5-0 if you're without like McDuffie.
Oh, God. No. Chris, like, completely different conversation.
What's the offense and defense equivalent?
You lose Chris Jones and Trent McDuffie, you're not 5-0. There's no question about it in my mind. They're more valuable to the success of the defense than Rashee Rice and Hollywood Brown and maybe even Isaiah Pacheco are to the success of the offense, right?
Which is why I wrap my head around why Mahomes is so much regarded as a favorite as the MVP.
Yeah, because he is the most, he makes everybody better around him. And look, that's what Tom Brady did for 20 years. And when this Mahomes thing started, that was the conversation we were having. People sometimes listen, sometimes they don't, sometimes they believe, sometimes they don't want to believe. But once they paid Patrick Mahomes, they looked at Patrick Mahomes and they said, remember when they paid Tom Brady a little bit of cash and he raised the game of everybody else and they had a lacrosse player playing wide receiver and a tight end that nobody knew about and, you know, really nobody at the wide receiver spot except for Randy Moss for a hot minute. Mm-hmm. But you made everybody else better and Bill Belichick took his defensive prowess and made a good defensive team and Tom Brady made everybody better on offense. Mm-hmm. That's the same situation that we're seeing with Patrick Mahomes. As long as he's here, they're never going to truly invest that money into those quote-unquote superstar wide receivers because, hey, we've paid our quarterback and he's capable of making everybody better. Like, he's his own worst enemy from that standpoint. He has made everybody better that he's played with. I mean, there's not a guy other than Kadrapius Tony, but that's self-inflicted, that Patrick Mahomes hasn't made better. And Andy Reid, again, I mean, like, the trump card that we have with Andy Reid standing on that sideline is so much bigger. I mean, it's Phil Jackson, right? Mm-hmm. It's Greg Popovich. It's Bill Belichick, you know, in his early days. There's not many coaches that are true difference makers in everything that they do for an organization like Andy Reid does. And then you've got Steve Spagnuolo on the defensive side as well. Mm-hmm. Like, that's another cheat code that we have on this football team. So to sit there and say we're surprised they're 5-0 or not surprised or, you know, listening to them saying the Chiefs are the best team in the NFL, they are the best team in the NFL, and it's okay to admit that because we now have 6 weeks of work. Who in this league right now do you look at and go, boy, they're in the same category as the Chiefs? I know I'm a homer, and I embrace that, and I don't care, but I'm right on this one. I am 100% right on this one. There is not a team in the NFL that is better than Kansas City. It just doesn't exist.
It's almost, because what do we call the NFL, a copycat league?
Yeah.
Are they officially the Patriots?
Oh, like, God, yeah. Yeah.
Because they...
Yeah.
They've 100% done the whole sort of... Now, again, I'm not saying... Time out, Kansas City fans. I'm not saying that they're copying the Tom Brady, but they kind of are doing the same thing.
Yes.
They're giving Mahomes enough.
Enough.
Because they know what he is.
Right.
Which is not what they did in Green Bay to Aaron Rodgers. Like, they knew what Aaron Rodgers was. I mean, he still had Jordy Nelson. He had some targets out there.
What's it say about Aaron Rodgers, though, you know?
But they might not have had the defense. And one thing that New England always knew... is New England always knew what their defense was going to be, and they never changed their style.
Right.
Like, it was always somebody like Richard Seymour or, you know, the guy that's
Chris
now
Jones.
Yeah, which is they have their defensive line. They don't let teams, you know, run all over
Law,
them.
Ty Law, right?
Right.
Trent McDuffie.
They had all those, like, kind of stars on defense, and they had their main guy just run the ship, which is Patrick Mahomes.
Right.
So, and then they have the coach who's like, you guys just play to your talents.
Who was the offensive coordinator in New England during those years, right? It was like there was a bunch. It was Josh McDaniels, Mangini, like they kind of rotated. Bill O'Brien.
Yeah, all those guys.
And Patrick Mahomes. And Tom Brady just kept doing his thing, But defensively, they stayed pretty much the same. So you flip it here in Kansas City. Mm-hmm. Offensively, it's pretty much been the same with Andy Reid, right?
But, yeah.
And defensively, obviously, they switched coordinators one time and then elevated their game from there. And so, like, it doesn't matter, you know, for me, who's coaching Patrick Mahomes as long as it's Andy Reid.
Right? And that's where I think there's just the slight difference is that the way the Patriots ran their offense is the way the Chiefs run their defense. Or I'm sorry, yeah, the defense and the way the Patriots ran their defense is the way the Chiefs run their offense. Like, everybody knew, right, who the defensive coordinator was for New England.
Right. It was Bill. It was Bill Belichick, yeah.
Now, all his predecessors or successors, however you want to use that verb, I just completely botched it, but all the guys that were the defensive coordinators would all go get jobs, and they would fail.
Fail miserably.
Right?
Well, all the offensive guys would get jobs and fail, too, right?
Yeah. Right? And we all know who's the head honcho at the offense. It's Andy Reid, just like Bill Belichick was the honcho for the defense on New England.
Mm-hmm.
But those coordinators were like, well, maybe they can go off and do something else. Now, Nagy's situation was a little unfair in Chicago, right? That was just a blank show in the upper man, and they just didn't get along.
Right.
But Doug Peterson went off. Won a Super Bowl. Great.
Won a Super Bowl.
But, I mean, hadn't really done anything since. Right. Got lucky with a play against Tom Brady in the Super Bowl. I'll admit it.
Like, called the play, designed the play. You give him credit for the play, right?
Right. And did that. But, like, you look at the Chiefs, and that's where they kind of differentiate from the Patriots, whereas, like, Belichick ran that defense and knew how to, like, manage that, whereas Andy Reid is running the offense and knows how to manage games that way.
Mm-hmm.
And then what you do is you're just leaning on your defensive coordinator to be like, hey, do your job, whereas, like, Belichick was like, hey, offense coordinators, go do your thing.
Right.
And, I mean, I think Mangini was a good offensive coordinator. I think that he was not a great head coach. But Bill O'Brien's had many opportunities, done a lot of good things with his teams, done some stupid things when he got in the upper management and tried to do too much
in
Houston.
And if he would have just stayed as Houston's head coach, I think they would have been okay.
As long as he wasn't the general manager, too.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. Just the head coach. Right. Get rid of the GM tag. But also, too, though, like Andy Reid and what he's doing here, you know, with this organization is kind of a microcosm of life, right? Like look at every business. It's all about move out the old dogs. They can't learn new tricks. And then you look at the NFL and all these young guys that have come in. Crickets. You look at the coach that continues to dominate. The couple of coaches that continue to dominate in this league. Andy Reid, John Harbaugh, Mike Tomlin. Like, all of those guys with winning records, all of those guys in playoff positions, all of those guys are the top of their game. But every year, there's a new young guy that's going to come in and reinvent things. Which young guy is coming in and truly reinventing things right now in the NFL? Your top coaches are still the guys who have been around the block and have the experience. And there's something to be said for that. I mean, Andy Reid is, I don't know, what, 65 years old, 66 years old? He's got twice as much experience in the NFL as, like, Matt LaFleur is age-wise, right? Like Andy Reid's been in the NFL coaching as long as guys like Matt LaFleur and Mike McDonald and some of these young guys have been on planet Earth. And so he's got that experience that he can draw from, and he draws from it every single day from a leadership standpoint, a play calling standpoint, reinventing himself. How many coaches could reinvent themselves like Andy Reid has done? I don't know, at least three times since he's come to Kansas City alone.
Dan Quinn's doing a hell of a job.
He's doing a hell of a job. He's an older guy with experience too, right?
Dallas's offense sucks. Yeah. Who was their offensive coordinator last year? Washington's in first place in that division. Who's their head coach this year?
Yeah. He was their defensive coordinator.
No, Dan Quinn's doing a heck of a job. Yeah.
Cliff Kingsbury is getting that second chance and doing that.
Right.
He's finally got his guy. He's like, this guy can do some similar things that my guy did at Texas
Tech. And look, if you're Cliff Kingsbury right now, I mean, you're going to be one of the hot coordinators coming off this, you know, this, well, we're 6 weeks into the
Jerry,
season.
Are you at least 8 inches long?
Yeah, right.
You want to come coach this team in Dallas?
And Cliff will go, yeah, I'll go home to Texas, right?
I bet Cliff's pretty proud of himself.
Oh, hell yeah. He should be, right? Good looking man.
Got a great place, too.
Oh, yeah. He did he sell that joint, do you think? Or
I would never move. Oh, yeah. But no, you go into that and we continue to this conversation with the Chiefs. But underdogs this Sunday, but are they really? Now, I ask this because the old way of Vegas, before quarterbacks were so good in the NFL, it was always coined as you were always a three-point favorite at home.
Right, three-point favorite
Chiefs,
at home.
I think, now are a minus one. I think it's one and a half.
It may have changed. I haven't looked at it since two days ago.
So now they're 1.5 at San Francisco, which is absurd to me.
Yeah.
Because, I understand that they're home. But again, the old Vegas way was if you were a home team, you automatically were given 3 points. I don't know why, but that's just home field advantage.
That's the way it was. Home field advantage. You always got three. My dad ran the pool. Oh, I'm sorry. I wasn't supposed to say that on the air, was I?
Yeah.
It was North Jersey back in the 70s and 80s.
The witness protection.
You know, maybe I did the same thing in high school. I don't know, but
your dad's gonna have to change his name.
Yeah, right. Or you can just say it's me.
He's like Christopher Walken from Joe Dirt. But no, yeah, Chiefs 1.5 point dogs.
Yeah,
they're +100 on the money line. So whatever you want to do this weekend, consider that. And
the
our
Chiefs are +100 on the money line.
Yeah,
right
so
now.
You can put a bet right now. You can win some money on the Chiefs if you're confident.
Yeah.
And our guy Rob Collins at Fox 4. Had this whole thing where he says Patrick Mahomes' record as underdog is a ridiculous 11-1-1 and 10-3 straight up.
Oh my God.
So
he's only been an underdog 13 times.
And I find it interesting that they are underdogs, even though they're playing San Francisco.
He's played 100 games and he's been an underdog 13 times. How many of those were at the beginning, right?
Right. I mean, I know a lot of them were at the end of the year when they won against Philadelphia in the Super Bowl. They were underdogs in the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
They were underdogs at home against Cincinnati.
Is that counting postseason?
It just says Patrick Mahomes' record as an underdog.
Okay.
So, I mean, I know that he was at least underdog twice in that Super Bowl run that they won.
Yeah.
Because they won me some money.
Yeah, oh God, yeah.
Because I remember when it was announced that Cincinnati was coming to Arrowhead after they had called it Burrowhead, the Chiefs opened up as a 3-point dog at home.
Yeah.
And I mean, it was immediately. I was producing Chiefs games at AFC Championship. I was like, boom, hit it. Mm-hmm. I'm for sure doing that.
I mean, and especially the Chiefs being a dog off a bye too, Dusty. I mean, like Andy Reid is almost perfect.
And let's not sugarcoat it. You think the Chiefs are beat up.
San Francisco's beat up.
Trent Williams had a rough year so far. I mean, he's been in and out with injuries. No Christian McCaffrey. Mason will find out more. It's only Tuesday, so we don't really hear anything until Wednesday.
And he's a really good player, too. There's some in the Chiefs organization that really like him.
Ayuk's been up and down. Debo looks like he's finally back to Debo.
Yep.
Kittle's been up and down every game. It'll happen this game. You'll see him run into the tunnel.
Mm-hmm.
He did it last week. He had a good game last
week.
Great
game, though, yeah.
Good game last week.
Good game of blocking.
He had 2 touchdowns against Seattle.
He's basically
closed the door. But
led the league in yards last year as a tight end.
This is one of those things. Like, San Francisco's beat up, Chiefs are beat up, and to be 5-0 versus 3-3 on the road off a bye and to be a 1.5 dog, I think is a little tiny bit egregious. I think this game should be just a spread even game.
An even game, right?
I think pick 'em game.
Are you loading up on the money line with the Chiefs? I mean, I think they're winning the football game. Yeah.
I will. Because I think that number will go down to 1. I think that money line will stay at +100, though.
Yeah.
But I ask, are the Chiefs necessarily really underdogs if the old standard stands where you automatically are given 3 points at home?
Yeah.
Or technically
the Chiefs are the favorite. The Chiefs
are
the favorite.
Judging by Vegas numbers, they're considered the underdog.
Right. The Chiefs are, well, you do the math, right? The Chiefs are essentially a 2.5 point favorite, I guess you could say. But then you give the 3 to, you know, San Francisco.
Sure.
And that's, yeah, because I've always played that game, too. And I will always play that game,
you know, in the NFL. Continue the 3.
Yeah, I do. Like, you're home, you automatically get 3. You know, you get the home field advantage.
You get 5.
You would think, but, you know, the other teams love playing at Arrowhead. They do. Like, everybody loves playing at Arrowhead.
It gives juice.
Oh, big time. Because they don't see anything like that before, right? They come in, and it's an environment. It's fun. It's crazy. It's wild. Like, damn, this is fun. This is like high school college kids love
going to Rock.
Absolutely.
At least coming from Blue Springs, like Rock Week was bigger than Rivalry Week.
Yeah.
I'm dead serious.
Well,
like,
Blue Springs and Rockers were a big rivalry back in the day, too, man.
Shout out 06 to 02.
Yeah, we got a big rivalry to game today. California Trail playing for the city championship middle school football against Pioneer Trail.
Let's go, California Trail. I'm not even kidding, the cheerleaders probably get jacked up.
Oh, they are. Everybody's excited for this.
Bring it on all over again.
Yeah, who wants to? I got some scalper tickets I can sell you for twice the cost. It's cost $2 to get in. I'll charge you $4. You can sit right in the front row.
Like father, like son, doesn't fall far from the tree there.
No,
dad's running illegal gambling pool. This guy's selling illegal high school tickets.
Yeah, right. Middle school tickets.
Middle school tickets. Knock on the door here soon. It ain't gonna be spec,
sir. You cannot do that. So, but anyway, it's you know.
But I mean, I think that's interesting because you know we started this conversation with similarities to the Patriots. We get to the middle of it where they're on the road dogs off of a bye. We know Andy Reid's record is ridiculous.
Yeah,
and then you look at this game and you're like, okay, so. They're looking at the Chiefs roster. You know, who's going to beat him on wide receiver? Well, Juju last week just had like 8 for 130.
Yeah.
Out of nowhere.
Out of nowhere.
And
Kareem Hunt, hey, he looks like it's 2018 all over again, right?
I think that if we all look at how the copycat league of the NFL is, when do we lose our roots and go back to not thinking, okay, it's, let's see here. This week's matchup is Shanahan and Purdy versus Andy Reid and Patrick Mahomes. San Francisco -1.5.
Yeah.
Like, and that's fine. I mean, I get it. Like, no Rashee Rice, no Isaiah Pacheco.
On the road, cross-country trip, the whole nine yards, sure. Right? There's a lot of excuses you can make. Fine, you know. But Vegas always seemingly knows something.
But I think this is the most comfortable I've been as the Chiefs being considered a dog.
Yeah.
Is this game. Yeah. Like, Cincinnati AFC Championship game, we're all biting our fingernails.
Of course, because what's at stake? Right. There's a next week.
Philadelphia Super Bowl, we're all doing the same thing. But then at the same time, I think that maybe you started this conversation. I'm a homer, and I don't consider myself that. I try to be a realist, but like, there's a reason why I put money on the Chiefs as the underdog. One, maybe there's a little bit of homerism there. Two, I've seen this story before, and I read the numbers. 11-1-1.
Yeah.
10-3. Like, I mean, it's just like against the spread, against as the money line, it's just like, come on.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just like, I get it. I understand like how they try to do these things in football, but then I go back and I think, okay, well, if they're the same team as the Patriots and we look at the matchup that starts on paper, head coach, quarterback, it's a massive advantage.
It's a huge advantage right now. And I know people like Kyle Shanahan, but he's not Andy Reid. I know people like Brock Purdy. He's not in the same class as Patrick Mahomes. I was listening to something yesterday and I forget what it was. And somebody said every team in the NFL is flawed, right?
Mm-hmm,
and I was thinking about like the Chiefs, besides the wide receiver, like everybody can answer wide receiver. Like if you say, what's the biggest flaw for the Chiefs? Well, it's wide receiver. Is it though? I mean, Juju Smith-Schuster had 500 yards receiving the other day, yeah, right? So is it wide receiver or whatever it was?
Yeah.
Like, so if that statement is true that every team is flawed, which every team has a wart or two, for me, I look at the Chiefs and I'm like, well, it's short yardage and it's red zone, right? Like those are the two things that have been driving me nuts, I don't know, for the last 4 years with this
team.
And
red zone has been the water cooler combo with everyone.
For everybody, right? That's it, right?
Are they going to figure out red zone? I would hope so.
Right. I mean, that to me, when I look at it, like every team is flaw. The Chiefs inside the red zone, that's still a flaw for this organization. Is there anything else that you guys would look at and say, oh, yeah, that's a flaw for this organization?
I think those are definitely the biggest ones. I do have optimism with the short yardage, I will say. I think the acquisition of Kareem Hunt.
That may change. You're right.
I think that's going to change, maybe. Yeah. I think the interior offensive line is obviously elite. Kareem Hunt, Carson Steele still has some, you know, giving him carries, still looks good. If he doesn't fumble the ball, I would say explosive plays, which kind of ties into the wide receiver game. But, yeah, just deep shots.
Yeah.
We don't get to see Mahomes.
I wouldn't hold my breath on that right now.
No,
you know?
No.
Listen, Xavier Worthy.
Exactly.
Do we forget Xavier Worthy's part of this team at times?
I think
I feel like we do. I'm not saying the three of us. I feel like the collective world, right?
I agree. He's not brought up. I brought it up on Chiefs Take Tuesday, which you can go on our Twitter and see that. But I think Xavier, big day on Sunday.
Yeah. Okay.
Big day.
Okay.
Let him run loose, man.
Exactly.
Let him go. Let's unleash that speed. But if you get inside the 20, figure out ways to get into the end zone. But let me rewind for a second. I'm just going to play devil's advocate. Isaiah Pacheco and Kareem Hunt are kind of similar runners, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Why do we think Kareem Hunt can get it done in the red zone, but Isaiah Pacheco couldn't?
I think he could.
Think he was given the opportunity or like?
Well, my biggest flaw to kind of bring both ears together, I think it's just themselves. I think they're so smart that sometimes they get in their way. It's like your buddy that got a 36 on the ACT, but went to college and failed out. You're like, what? You're just too smart for his own good.
Yeah, gets bored.
It's like, I had somebody tell me,
my friend's son yesterday, back from KU for fall break, and he's working at the J for 2 days, right? And he said to me, I said, how's college going, right? That's a logical question. He goes, my classes are just too easy. I'm like, damn, I would have given everything for that.
I think that's the Chiefs' biggest
flaw. I'm like, what are you taking? He's like, accounting 200. Too easy,
right? I mean, and that is sometimes people are too smart
for
their own
Mason.
Good.
Yeah, they are. Yeah,
but I mean, that's what I'm saying. I think with red zone, with big plays, it's like they get to this point where they're like, well, we need to run this like corn dog cinnamon twist play to kind of like shock them. It's like, no, just put Felix and DK Azuma at fullback, put Chris Jones at running back, and run five yards straight.
And run straight, right?
You'll score every time,
yeah.
I mean, every time. Yeah. So I don't know. I mean,
you're right. There is overthinking. If Andy Reid does one thing, he does overthink. But you know what? I'll take the overthinking of Andy Reid every day. If that's like the biggest flaw we got to talk about, hey, we're in a good spot, man.
Right?
We really
are. It's like, what's your biggest flaw? It's like, my eyebrows are a little bushy.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. You have a square jaw. Hair, you got dimples. Yeah. You got blue eyes. Must be nice.
Well, that was a lot of work that Tom had done. Oh, wait. I'm sorry.
Yeah.